tell you yesterday to find the concept of kli shum lakhl iser. We went through already five things, what the word kli means, the second thing is lakhl, third thing iser, fourth thing sirch, and fifth thing is gufoi. We ended off with a chiddush, the side of the Mishnah Berurah, that says the whole time heter sirch gufoi is only when you do not have another kli of heter in front of you to go use. For example, you want to go use a hammer to crack a nut, the law is you have a nutcracker in front of you, you have to go use a nutcracker, not the case of a hammer. One thing we did discuss is the Chura, the Gemara, where it's coming from, the Sharetzin, is the fact that the Gemara says that when it's Pesach, Echal, Mosh Shabbos, and the Korban Pesach want to do on Shabbos, the Gemara says that according to Rav Lazar, people they have to go do is to hang the animals from their hands as not for the makolos. So the question is, why? You want to go use the sticks as the Chura case, it's much easier. So the Sharetzin, we have a right from over here that we see when you have another option to go use something, you have no right to even use a Kli Shum Lakhl Heter. Now, one thing we asked, maybe to find this question, the Chura, this sheet is only a Lazar. Come along the Rambam, the Meiri, that point out the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Lazar. And we pocket like the Chachamim. So why in the world are we bringing a right from Lazar versus the Chachamim? So really the question is, why are the Chachamim disagreeing with Rebbe Lazar? What's the side of Machlokes? So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah, the Pesach, and the end of Perikei, he brings down, they argue that ain't Shvus the Mikdash. And therefore, even though it's true, it should not be done. But since only an Israel problem, the Ibn says, the Chachamim, you have a right to go metaltis makolos instead of using your hands over here. The Miri speaks out, what's his reason? He says, what do you mean? Why in the world should you go use your hands? You have another option, go use the Kli over here. It's a Kli, you've had to go use it. So it seems to be a Machlokes Miri versus the Rambam, why the Chum argue? And then it'll come out, Nafkamina is, what do the Sharet see? That means, according to Rambam, it sounds like the Be'etam, the laws is correct, except in Shvus B'Mikdosh. Therefore, by Mikdosh will be Mekel, but the rest of time will be Machmer. The Miri understands, no, Be'etam, the Chum disagree for this reason in and of itself. You have a Kli Heter in front of you. Go use the Kli Heter. I try to go use your hands, but you have a Kli Heter. Go use the case of the Kli Heter. Therefore, come along the Debatina, Rambam Moshe says, this is the Miri. Says this is the story, the Be'ikah, your pastor likes the Miri. Want Taino against Mishnah Berurah Alof Lamaisa, you have a right to go use the Kli Heter over not using Kli, and who didn't you have a right to go use the Kli Shum Lakhl Iser, again you have a Kli Shum Lakhl Heter in front of you. Maybe to make it not such a far Machlokes to Meiri and the Rambam, and go a Derech HaMsoi, which I think the HaMsoi is bringing both them together. Really the HaMsoi writes, instead of Pshat and Tosfos Yontif, that even agrees that ain't Shvus B'Mikdash. One argues the point. How can Vlaza argue that point over here? So what's going on over here? So he says, the Chacham Sofer, that there are one hold, a Chumah hold, that since it's not possible to be done with the hands, therefore you can go use the sticks over here. These are my colleagues. Mashkin Beloz, it says it is possible. The argument, it's possible to go use your hands, not possible to use your hands. The Chumah, what he means to say, that we discuss, what is the Chumah, how far to take the schedule of this Mishnah Berurah, the person has a Kli Heter in front of you, go use the Heter over the Kli Iser. What's the case with the Tircha Meruba to go get the Kli Heter? That means, let's say it's far away, to go get it, the person have to go be Mantriach? You spoke other, Moshe says in Maisa, you do not have to go be Mantriach. The Chura, the Chacham Sofer means to explain, Avad Eish Shvus B'Mikdosh. And the argument over here, the point over here, is since the Tircha Meruba, is that Nichon to get an Efsher to go use your hands? Nichon to get an Efsher, that's a big Tircha. It's not Efsher to go use your hands over here. And therefore, Be'etim with him, even the Rambam was saying, going hand in hand. No, because it's the Efsher, it's no Shvus, but we're not going to stop being Mekel. No, Avada is not Makting, the thing is not to stop Mutter. The Tzarek for Mekel. So the question is this Nichol Neged of Tzarek? Again, some say it says, Kuliyam with Ein Shvus for Mikdosh. Everyone agrees that. The Rambam says that's Pshat HaChomus, what the laws hold? He holds, I agree, you can't argue that concept, the Moses will always say that this concept. But who what he's saying is, this is not Nichol Negeder, it's Efsher B'Hachi, the words of some say, it's Shaykh, go use your hands. That means the argument that Tircha Meruba is a Nichol Negeder of an option that we do not have to come into the cool of Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. But it comes out, the Chumash really do agree to the story of Rebbe Lazar, so that Abadah would have both in front of you, Abadah go use the Kli Heter. Oh, so the question now is, out of the Mikdosh. That reminds the case of a Kli Heter and the even over here. Could be again out of the Mikdosh, which is an interesting question over here. I'll come out of the Chor, everyone agree, case of Tircha Meruba. Lav Davka, not Muchav. Maybe in the Kli Heter verse, nothing. Maybe it might be different. Ulai. Fine, that's clearly Shemlachta l'Issa Tzarech Gufoy. We end off, we're holding by the level of Tzarech Mekoymai. First, what is the definition of Tzarech Mekoymai? The classic example is, you have a chair, there's a hammer on the chair, you want to take the hammer off, that's called Tzarech Mekoymai. I want to sit over here. The second example the place can say is, let's say I want to get something, and it's blocking me. I have in front of me a swarm, a window I want to open. I want to open up the window. There's a hammer in front of me. I want to move away the hammer to open up the window. That's also called Tzarech Mekoymai. I need the makom to do my function over here. So Mekoymai means whether to sit in this place, to use the place, or to use it to get to something else. It means whether the place itself I'm using, or it's blocking me from something else. What happens when the place itself where the hammer is, per se, is not blocking me? But it's mafri, my stamshus of the room. For example, the Sefer Yam Yisosfer, as that's come up from the Shaikh's Ayah, discussed the Yatul inside the room. We want to do a case of Tashmish. He said, in the case where the mice person cannot cover the Tefillin, can you take the Tefillin out on the Tzad, which we'll get to next time, and fill the Klishul Makhla Isser? Is it taking out Mutter? Because now I need the room. And Nechol had to Tzarech Mekoymai. Says Yam Yisosfer, since you're taking out the Tefillin to use the room, that's also Nechol together at Tzarech Mekoymai. Because it's being mafriya me from using the room. So klishim lakl issa that's bothering me from using the room. I cannot physically use the room. Nichol get it tzarech mekoymai. Ka'im zeh building upon the yam yitzchosko, a place to speak out. What happens, for example, when this thing is being mafriya li, I can't be here, but it's bothering me. For example, person has a fan in the room. He's sitting somewhere. He wants to put the fan to him to blow upon him. So let's assume a fan is klishim lakl issa. Gami can argue it's klishim lakla heter, but the assumption the fan is klishim lakla iser. Can you turn the fan towards you? Avadi you can. That's our kufay. The fan now is upon you, it's blowing upon you. You're getting cold, it's too much. Can you turn it away from you? Can you turn it away? I turn it away. Another example. You have your cell phone. Now first again, what is a cell phone? A lakla maish is it klishim lakla iser. I do not think it's created for someone's kiss. I think people carry around with them all the time. What is a cell phone? So, numerous years ago, Rav Rubin, Rav Shabbos, one of the Baal Rav Shabbos, gave a shir about a cell phone. It said, a cell phone has its ikish tamshis. It's for be a phone. But for some people, it's to be a game to play with. Well, otherwise, the ikish tamshis is for iser. Klishim lakla iser. However, it also has a tamshis of heter. Some people either have the time on the outside, or can be used as an alarm clock. Has a stamshim heter. So, if he's Shabbat, it should be a case of klishim lakhle iser. And have the klolim, so a goofim and kumim, it should be a case of smutter. And Shia, he went on further saying, the maisa, you cannot use a cell phone at all for anything. Why is nichl negedah of nichol? It's a pitza gedoyla in this gedah of using a phone. He started comparing it to the sigya of an umbrella, the sigya of a driving a bike. And don't figure out why it's also nichol get it on nichol. Just like those things are also koshkin. Also these things are also you cannot use at all a cell phone on Shabbos. It's a piertzik doila of nichol to use it on Shabbos. I've been going to the shir for over 10 years, and people always hack in the middle. Probably this shir was the one that hacked the most about. People were mamish yelling and screaming, we're making up this chumra from. Kept trying to defend himself over and over that this is the das of the. Place came to Vada, nichol neged piertzik gedoyla and klai yisrael. Use your cell phone for anything. He says, you want to wake up for davening? You have no heter. Makom mitzvah doesn't make a difference. The sukkah, he didn't care, doesn't make a difference to him. The meister afterwards, he printed the sefer, or for Shabbos, chelek beis, and he writes it inside. He brings it down from Shmuel Orbach, it's piertzik gedoyla, it's dachol. I see they bring it down from the Ash the way also. The meister cannot use a cell phone for anything. It's mamasha chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos. Terrible is that. I'm not going to defend him. The Maaseh, if you want Shmir Shabbat, it's also the new prince. He writes the Maaseh is a klishim makhla iser. You want to go use it for a cell phone, as a alarm clock, no problem. So Gufa Makam Maaseh is mutter. And Rosh Shlomach is brought down this way. And Numa Talmid come in this year and afterwards and all over say, they're not sure where the nichol together of a mitriya, of an umbrella, or a bike. He kept asking Shir, so why is the bike being machron? So he said, fine, we know why that's also. So you're going to come along to us a cell phone. So, because you want to, no one clear why a bike can't be used on Shabbos. Why can't do what's wrong with the bike? Fine. So, can you answer that? Doesn't mean you can make up another chumra over here. No one's clear why an umbrella should be also open the chol. Chazanish made it up. So, you come along to now to make another issue over here. You could start asking, maybe the mice, when you move a place to place, in certain phones, you used to have the bars over there, they would change. They come with the layer of phones, don't have it anymore. Mice have it changed, is there a problem moving the phone from place to place? The Sefer Torah Chaim of Neil Travis, he writes over there, he spoke to Vasil Orbach and to Zalman Chaim Goldberg, the mice said there is no problem, whether mitzvah the sugya of Kesev or mitzvah the sugya of Kashmal. He says either first of all it's not psychracial, it's loy michalite, it's not a ksiva, it's kalacha yad, the ksiva mechiko, it's only groma, it's only misatik in the case of chashmal. So maisa, you have no baya mitzad chashmal and mitzad the Indian of ksiva, mitzad the sugya of muksa, l'chor should be this exactly like a hammer, no difference. Fine, on that assumption, now it's the case of a hammer. Can you go use it on Shabbos? Go wake you up. Maisa, if it rings out loud, you could get a bayah of some sort of question of a shmoskol. I have my setting of my alarm clock on my phone on vibrating, and therefore it vibrates. And no problem if you don't hear it outside the room, there's no problem with a shmoskol. So myself, I have it set every Shabbos, that's how I wake up for davening. The question now is, I wake up, my wife's in the room, she doesn't appreciate it there. Can I have a head to now to take it out of the room and put it somewhere else, let it vibrate for the next half hour, and then it turns itself off? Is that nichol in the gather of moving klishma to itzel l'tzarif? What? Can you move it? So basically, the question is: can you move a fan away from you to take your alarm clock and move it away from you? Is there a nichol hefter of a tzarif on Shabbos that tzarif kufim mekarmoni? So Maisa is this question to a Moshe in the Tugel Shabbos. The Moshe says the Maisa nichol and get a tzarif kufoy. Tzarif kufoy. So they can move it away. Now you can maybe understand why Moshe called tzarif kufoy. The Shabbos Yonis won't say means lav dafka means tzarif mekarmoni. This is other Shiva by Moshe, and he says, you want to move a lamp on Shabbos, big tumul. Moshe says, the most the lamp is a klisha malachli l'isser. Fine, it's not a klisha malachli l'isser, but the most of it, he says, you want to move a lamp with, it's on top of you, it's light. You won't go to sleep, so Moshe, move it away, Tzarek Mekoymei, no problem. So you see, Moshe holds, moving something away, it's called Tzarek Mekoymei. Now, the mini klai on the gate to the lamp is not to move it, they won't call it Moshe Malachli Skupai. You have to get back to why that's so, what the reason is. But he says, that's still the mini. Make all the faces you want. That's only the minute. The Maisa Moshe does say that he holds the getter, it is moving something away because I want to use its mokim. It's called Tzarek Mekoymei. Liva Mos Paiskim, Shlomo Zalman, or a Vosner, or a Vesprayim, a Bioimish, a Shabbos, most of the Khorin come along a Taino, over 20 different swam come along a Taino, that moving something away is nichol getter of mokim. I don't want to use this mokim. Be my free of my mokim. The Maisa is not a problem. That's nichol getter of Tzarek Mekoymei. Hagam. There are those who want to disagree, whether of Nasher Klein or David Sino, they want to tie no circle site. You're not using the mocker. What does Tzarek Mekoymei mean? It means I want to sit in a place, I want to use the mocker. I want to take away the hammer to open up a window. That's called Tzarek Mekoymei. It's black my mocker. Here my mocker is fine. It's blowing upon me. Fine, it's bothering you. It's not nothing to get Tzarek Mekoymei. It's ringing. So, what's the other to go move it? Fine, there are those who want to tie this way. The mice of the most swarm seem to not understand this malach. The one time that Tzarek Mekoymei means anything that bothers my mokum, building upon the Yom Yisrael, just like you want to take its film out, it's my fear my mokum here also, it's being my fear my mokum. Now, interesting case they discuss, on the assumption that you have a cell phone, that's Klisha Makla Isser, my Shoyo, I fell inside someone's sink on Shabbos. The question was, can he go wash his hands on top of the cell phone? No, it's going to be the cell phone. Therefore, he wants to know, can he take his cell phone out and go use a sink? He wants to mock him in the sink. If you think about it, the etzem to wash your hands in the sink, it's not meant for you at all, the cell phone. You can wash your hands 100%. Except it's going to get ruined. So why are you moving the cell phone out of the sink? It's going to get ruined. Mecham letzel, hezek. So how do you look at it when you want to take something away to use the mockim? Because otherwise you won't use the mockim because the thing will get ruined. Is that tzarek mekoymei? Was that Mechamel itself? Because the Maisa, your establishment is the same way. Washing it will not change the Kiyuza. You're washing it the same exact way. Except to move the phone. So I'm moving the phone, why? After Mechamel itself. That I can do my Klisha Mechamel itself.
You can see you're making the Hezek.
True. But my establishment is not changing.
Do a Hezek on Shabbos. It's not you taking it. When you pull.
Fine, so I'm not going to wash my hands there. I'm going to go to my neighbor wash my hands. That's true. But Maisa, why am I moving it for? I'm moving it, why? Mecham letzel. Well, no, you say, at the end of the day, I'm not going to use my sink. The tetzel, the goyim is the mecham letzel. The tetzel is, I lost out my mokum over here. Lost out my mokum. I visited Shaila among the Bnei Chaburah, and everyone was very stark. They held two opposite ways. some call it the Chama Zel. Some people told me it's Erech Mekoimai. Over the years, I've asked numerous Talmid Chachamim and Poiskim, and each one is very stuck with the help. One called it the Chama Zel, some called it the Erech Mekoimai. I think, Lamaisa, since the end of the day, lost out of Smokum, nearly is nichol to get a Erech Mekoimai. The so-called site, I'm moving it, why? To use a Smokum. That's at the end of the day why I'm moving it for. Lamaisa, I found the safer, Gamani Odecha, the Issa's question behind me asking. Some of the Isra, like Klishim Lach for Isra, that means that it's in the sink. Mamish's case, and I write the word phone. But it's like Klishim Lach for Isra that's in the sink, tape recorder. And the Isra Mamish's question wasn't Nichol Negev Tzach Mekoimo, Mecham Lachel, he wrote back, it's Mistaber, it's Mutter. Time said it was night that they held Mamish Nichol Negev Tzach Mekoimo, the Khoshvi Mutter, which I think is the Svarach Hitzayna, because it's a safe called Saif. At the end of the day, Mamish, you lost out Smokum, that should be Nichol Negev Tzach Mekoimo. Now, the Get Tzarech Mekoimai, one of the questions is that just like we saw by Tzarech Gufay, came along the Mishibur and he was Mechadish, if you have a Kli Heter to go use, you have no right to go use the Kli Iser, Tzarech Gufay. Do you say the same Chumrah by Tzarech Mekoimai? If you have another place to go sit, do you have a right to go sit in this place? For example, you have a chair with a hammer on top of it, you have another, a chair somewhere else. I want to sit over here. I can take off the hammer, or no, Lamaisa, you have another option. Go sit somewhere else, go bring another chair over here, and go sit over here. Do you say the same chumah the Mishmur says by Tzarech Gufay and apply Tzarech Mekoimai? Apisvarach Yitzayno. We see from the Sugyo, the Gemara says, the person is machma by Tzarech Gufay, Koshkein, you machma by Tzarech Mekoimai. If you make it by Tzarech Gufay, then Tzarech Mekoimai start clearing. But the Gemara comes out that if you make on Tzarech Gufay, if you machma by Tzarech Gufay, certainly machma by Tzarech Mekoimai. That's clear. The Sugyo Rashi speaks it out. That's clear. Should be. If the Shaitin said the Chumrah by Tzarech Gufay, also by Tzarech Mekoimai, the Chumrah should be the same Chumrah. Now, if you have an other Mokum to go sit, the Chumrah should not be able to move your Kli Shel Machmas Iser. Differ of Vosner, and Ben Yamin Zilber, and the Chodesh Shani, and the Shalmi Yudah, the Shalmi Yonason, or Chashavas, others point this out, the Chumrah should be a case that's also. The Mice of the two main Shailas. The Elam has learned Sif Yidal and Sif Tazayin. Those both are cases of Kli Shel Machmas Iser. That's Tzarech Mekoimai. Speak out the cases. The case in Sif Yudalis is the case when you have this manal, this shoe, on top of the fuss over here, this imum. The Gemara has machlokes of Lozer and the Chachomim, if you're right to be shamed to take off the shoe from this shoe tree or not. The Gemara might come out, what's the machlokes if it's a Kli or not a Kli. The Gemara, we pass like the Chachomim, the might have a right to be shamed to take off the shoe from this shoe tree over here. That's what you're passing. Come on, Achrenim, and they point out that this case over here is when the shoe is on top of it, and Maisa is very tight. It's tight. And therefore, the Maisa want to take it off. It's Tzarech Mekoimai, it's Mutter. Now, first, practically, Bizman Azeh, people do have these shoe trees. Can you use it on Shabbos? My father Maisa has them, he puts them inside the shoes. Maisa Bizman Azeh, it's not in the game we're discussing it, Bizman Chazal. They're discussing making the shoe. When you made it, this thing around it, this wood that you put the shoe around it, with a Klish Makla Isser. Our shoes are made already. You want to just keep the form and put the thing inside, the mice is mutter. If it got ruined by the rain, and then you want to put it inside to fix it, that's a tikkun. That you cannot do on Shabbos. But the etzem, our shoe trees are klishim lach leheter. This is common to keep the form as is. But the neged chazal is klishim lach leiser. Now the halach is, Shonar said the mice, you have a right to take the shoe off, even though it's tight, one from another, it's not a problem. Why is it mutter? So I want to put my foot inside where the shoe tree is. I take the shoe tree out, I put my foot inside, it's called Tzarech Mekoimai. The question is, can you take the defus? Can you take the shoe tree out from the shoe? Again, we have two cases here. We have the shoe, we have the shoe tree. You take the shoe off, you take the shoe tree off. Which one are you taking off? So it speaks out the Taz, whether it's the case of Chozik, or the case of Tzirafai, and therefore, when a case of Tzirafai, it's possible to take the shoe off without taking the shoe tree away. But either one is that you take the shoe off, or the shoe tree away. Either one. That's the Maisa, the Pim Godin, the Shekel, Graz, they come along, or Hashulk, and the Paschal this way, and Etzmas before and already by the back of Bushi Yontif. The one time they have a right to move side their shoe, inside the shoe tree, even though it can do one without the other. A Tzad Hashani come along with Mishibur, and brings down the Taz, but says the Eli Rabbi is Mephakrik upon it, based upon a tree, Prisha, Isha Wam Shah. Wants to tell you why in the world are you moving this Klisha Machla Isser for no reason. Just move the shoe, which is Klisha Machla Isser. Let's analyze the case over here. At the time, you can move two things. The shoe is a Klisha Machla Isser. The shoot tree is a kli shel makdim l'iser. You need what makam with the shoe, the place where the shoe tree is, to put your feet inside. What we're saying until now is you have an option to go do, move a kli shel makdim l'iser or kli shel makdim l'iser. You have kli heter in front of you, go move the kli shel makdim l'iser. It's koshkin from the Sarah Kufay. So why the world comes to Nimitz Achorim one time that you have a right to go move the kli shel makdim l'iser, then the foot's inside, the chur, go move the shoe. Why are you doing that for? You come to Mitzvah Chodin, the one time that Kasha the Mishnah Berurah, you Mishnah Berurah, said that Chos Tugyo, a Makolois, Tzarkufoi to be Machmer, by Siva Tzarkum Koymoi, most boys can Maisa Mekel. And you have to even know what the other rabbis are arguing about, but most boys can Maisa Tzarkum Koymoi. Says that Bettino, Bob Kasha, Mishnah Berurah, you're wrong. Another right is against Mishnah Berurah. One Kasha. Now, one way maybe to answer this case, what's against Sivta Zayin, you have to realize what's going on over here. You have the case of the shoe and the shoe tree. When you take the shoe off from the shoe tree, are you going to anyway move the shoe tree a little bit? The case is tiltum and that. Says the Shmir Shabbat Chosei to answer, he wants a taino. If you have to anyway be metal to the shoe tree, the question is tiltum and that, the tiltum and gufoi, the Shmir did not say the skum over here. It's, the case is, don't take it all the klishim lachlechet to move it at all. Don't move it at all. Take the klishim lachlechet. But let's say you have to move the klishim lachlechet. The question is to move it tiltum and gufoi or tiltum and that. Sorry, tell to be a dime of potential minat tzad. Came over Mishnah Berurah, the Taz saying, that who says you have to go do that? Maybe the reason why the Taz is being made is once you have to be metal anyway, fine, be metal to be a dime, not tell to be minat tzad. Oh, come along with your statement, says, well, tell to be minat tzad, not tell to. What's your right? I can say that you say this. So, Echlam doesn't want to argue, do not give this teretz. And the question is, how do you look at tell to minat tzad? It's like, also, you're moving it, because I want mach where you technically have to, because I'm moving it anyway. Well, no, you're saying, my it's lo shemay total, and then I'm going to tell to be a dime. It could be the goof of the machlokes, it's only rabbi versus taz.
Even if it is
cool, it's the total of the mutaris. Tell me, it's not a mutaris, it'll be a dime mutaris. That could be the shikol das question over here about your dalit. However, the loch and sivta zayin, which we're discussing a case, machabe be'etzem, when you have over here this bar, and the shirt's on top of it. Now, the Mechaber starts with the case of the bar is Muksamach Meskufay, and it goes along with the case of the bar is this kono, the Kalishim Lach L'Isser. The luck over there is, the Maisi, you want to take the shirt off, no problem. You want to go take the kono off, Tzarek Mekoyma, he says, the Mishibu, the Maisi can take the kono off also. Why can Tzarek L'Isser? You need the Mokam on the shirt. You need the Mokam on the shirt. Tzarek Mekoyma, Kalishim Lach L'Isser, Lamu, the Tzarek Mekoyma. Now, this case, Mishibu speaks out, the case over here of the kono is what? The case where even when you move the shirt, the kana won't move. Won't move at all, he says. That's been enough in El Yah, but to answer the chilm to the Sitta Yudal for Sitta Zayin. The kana mice will not move. Come on the Mishnah Berurah, the Paiskum Antayin, and Sankal Tzayim, still, your person can move the kana, not the case of the shirt. Mice, why is that so? The mice, you have an option of moving the shirt to Klish Shemak Le'eter, or you move the kana, which is Klish Shemak Le'eter. Come on the Mishnah Berurah, and says, according to most Paiskum, without El Yah, you have a right to go move the kana. Why move the kana for? Is the klishim lachlis? I go move klishim lachlis. Again, the debatina, the go save in all the days is kasha. Again, I have a big shver kite in the Mishnah Berurah. Maestro, to answer it clearly, I'm not clear. The maestro, that those want to taina, first of all, to argue the Mishnah Berurah in general. Again, Zion Fish wants to argue the Mishnah Berurah, but even Tzarek Gufay. Debatina wants to argue in Tzarek Gufay. And those want to mechab between case of Tzarek Gufay versus Tzarek Mekaymai. How to mechal between the two? I mean, for example, take out the simple bottom safer, the article safer. He says he makes the Mishnah Berurah by Tzarek Gufay. It says he can make a by Tzarek Mekoymei. I mean, he's a mechalak, because if you dial the Zayin, there's nothing to do with the Sharatin, it's the Kohen Yud Gimel. Shmuel Orbach was the same way in Orcha Shabbos. He wants to mechalak in the case of Tzarek Gufay and Tzarek Mekoymei. First, the Sfora, and let's understand the Sfora. They say, let's understand, what's the idea of Tzarek Gufay? I want to take the hammer to crack a knot. My rotzen is to crack a knot. That's all I want to do is crack a knot. I have two ways of getting my rotzen. The hammer, or the case over here, is to go use a nutcracker. At the end of the day, whether I use a hammer or nutcracker, I still got my rotzen. I cracked the knot. So why use a kli yitzer? Go use a kli yitzer. The case of Tzarek Mekoymei is, I want to sit here. You know, I tell you, don't do your rotzen, change your rotzen, sit somewhere else. Go get another chair. Well, who said Chazal says, in that case, I have another place to go sit. Who says in that case, we're coming along to be machmer? By Tzarek Kufa, the reason why the Mishnah is being machmer, because my rotzen is to go do something. That rotzen, I can get done two ways. But who says, But whoever he says simple bottom, he speaks it out. You know, Shmuel Orbach. Mash enkin a case tzarich mekayim. My rosh is to sit here. That's how they want a mechalik. Mash, what you're asking really are two questions over here. First of all, you could switch tzarich rupa and tzarich mekayim. Simple bottom himself asks the question by himself. Really, like tzarichi and agami paskins it this way. So tzarich rupa. Let's say I want to use something that's iser to use. I want to use this pillow over here and I want to lie upon it. Let's say it's a little cliche mat this. I want to use a tape recorder to sit upon it. I want to use this thing. That's our proof for you. Say, Chanami, in that case, the Chumim Mishbu will not apply. I want to do this is my Watson. I want to sit on the phone book over here. This is what I want to go do. I go use a pillow. I can sit something else. But I want the phone book. It's more, a little more comfortable. I just want to go use. To come out, say, Chanami, you won't have the Chumim Mishbu. So Shayatin sounds like all Tzara Kufa is. I forget, but negate tzarich mekayimai. Let's say you have a sitter over here and a sitter over here. The hammer is blocking me from getting the sitter. Here, the hammer is not blocking me from getting the sitter. So my rutz is to get a sitter. My rutz is not to move the hammer. Rechonami come out, mishul, have a chumrah by tzarich mekayimai. They should not move the hammer anymore. So no chumati tzarich proof in mekayimai. The chol gives you rutz and not rutz. That's one kasha of this mahalach, the mechalatin proof in mekayimai. A second is, the case they're asking from, I don't know how they even answered it, from Yidal design. What's the case of here? I want the mokum where the shoe is. I want the mokum where the kana is so I can put my hands inside where the shirt is. I don't want to move the kana. I don't want to move the tfus. I want the place my foot can be with for my shoe. I want my hands in for my shirt. And I'm coming to answer that. I read a simple one over and over. I don't know how he answered the question. He seemed to address this. I'm not clear how he answers kasha. This is where it's coming from. And somehow the one will come and start grouping and start crime. I do not know how to answer Sivyadal and Siv design. More Avanti. So either you're left with those who have a kasha from Yidal to Zayin and don't really answer, don't see a clear teretz, and therefore they want to argue with Zayin on Tzarek Kufa and Tzarek Mekoymi, the Debatina of Avani Sol. All the same, the Maestro Mishabuah says it, and once they close against Tzarek Mekoymi, and they just left a blank out, don't have a clear teretz. There's a shal among the swarm, what to go do? Seems to be a machlok, a shakal among the swarm, to be machmor, to be mekel, Zayin Tzarek Kufa and Zayin Tzarek Mekoymi, and someone be machalik. The last thing to define is the mechamel itself. We have a head to tzarich kufa mekayimai. We have an issa to move something mechamel itself. What does mechamel itself mean? First, it's very clear. The Shulchan Aruch brings down bets for the Gemara. Two different cases. One, it's going to get ruined in the sun itself, and you want to move it from the sun to the shade. The second case, the Gemara says, the kufa of dalam beis. Case someone might steal it, might get stolen or damaged. Mechamel brings down also that case. Might get stolen or broken. In that case, also nichol again mechamel itself. So mechamel itself means it's going to get ruined somehow, either by the sun or someone's going to go take it. Both of these cases, you now go do move by Fishim Lakhla Isser. The svar behind it, mentioned last time already, is that yesterday, that either mitzad, the Me'iri, the Shlomim, and the Me'iris, they want to tie into the whole head to the Tzarkuf Mekarmi, is the Tzarek Shabbos. And here you're moving it not the Tzarek Shabbos, you want to move it for after Shabbos. You have the Tape Kud in the sun, you want to use the Tape Kud of much of Shabbos, down the Tzarek Shabbos, they would also. And better not to go in the Urkha Shulchan say, it's not nichol to get a Tzarek Shabbos. Therefore, we're going to be machmer. Or we mentioned another reason. The Sheet Lurana, the Ritva says, "Mitzad the Sugya of Aitzol." Or Shlomo Zalman would say it means "Gitzirif." You might come go do an Itzir with it. But these are as far as one might fit the problem. First question is, what is the Itzah? How to go move a tape recorder out of the sun, or something to go steal it? You have your phone outside. Something to go steal. What is the Itzah? What to do practically? Very nice is Itzir, but you got to move things somehow. So there is one way to move all muktzes: do tilt of a gufay, kick it with your foot. Which is not always practical when you have a phone outside, go start kicking it, and you have to get up some steps. Not that easy sometimes. Go bend down with your mouth, pick it up, it's not that simple sometimes. So what is the eight to stop moving muksa? So one case is the Mishabu over here on this halacha brings down the Prima God, Agam, the Kivega argues. We want to tie that every kli from Lakhla Isser that's mutasar, Gufa Mekoymai, Ali De Goy is Mutu Mechamel itself. We'll have to understand exactly why that's so. But the clout is that since a Yisrael can do Tzarek Gufa Mekayimai, or Yisrael can do Tiltum Etzal, Tzarek Dover Heter. Therefore, Ali De Goy, since Be'etzim, the moving the Chavis in and of itself, is not also for Yisrael. He had options of ways of moving it, therefore, Negei De Goy, go tell him to go move it. A gap, for me, I'm moving it Mechamel itself, but no problem, Gedal, go move it. What? Even without, it could be also not for reason, it's even without that. We won't need to come onto those stories. I mean, you need to have to move over there by Shoshas first, maybe. You have to get out of the level of Hepsit also. But even without that, Maisa, Mishmua Paskins, well, number one, go get a good go move it. There's no Itzah by going to move a Klish to Makhla Isser. Very simple Itzah, I'm going around, tell them to pick up the phone and move it inside. Tell them to put it, move it inside. a second Eitzel. We'll get to Nsefei, I think in a month from now. The Locha moving things at a kicker, a tinnik. By Mace, the question is, do you apply for all cases of Muxa? So Mechabek Zan, those don't matter, but all cases, even my Klisha Matal Isser, based upon the Rosh, which brings down that said, with Semich upon this from the grass, by case of Hefsim Rubo. So let me have your phone outside, Hefsim Rubo. You can put a bread on top of it, and then move it. That'll be the second Eitzel. A third Eitzel, and we have this thing, what's it go do? Come on the Mishnah Brewer, and they're coming from the Magaram. Can you do a case of a Ramo? For example, let's say you have a hammer outside, you're afraid someone is going to go steal it. You know what? Let's crack nuts. I have no nutcrackers in my house. What am I going to go do? No, let me go get a hammer. Do I have a right to set myself up when my Ike Gavon is to go move Klisha Machla Issa Mechamel Tzel? That's my main Gavon. Main Gavon is Mechamel Tzel. But now, Maisa, I want to eat nuts. So now I'm doing a Ramah to go move the hammer. Speaks out the Mogar of Ramah, says the Maisa, wants to bring a Raya, and the Sigur Kukov Dal on Beis, says the Machla Shekel Pshat to the Mogar of Ramah. You want to tell the Maisa, Ramah's motor? Because at the end of the day, why are you moving it for? You're moving it, Tzarko Sof, go use it, Tzarko Fai. Hagam Yi'ik Kavoz Mechamel Tzel, but what's Tzarko Fai, Maisa's motor? Even the Chayodim and the Graz, and the Pais can bring down, and the Ramah's Maisa's motor. So if you can figure out what to go do with your phone on Shabbos, we have the Sigur of a Ramah, that you want to go need it for something, that we do not have any clear head to go to. Echnam, you'll have to move it inside the signal of a Ramo. Sorry? Oh, so two questions. First of all, do we say this halacha about Tzarek Mekarmi? Smaisa, Gam, it's not put down by the way, the Mishabua or Magaram, Pashas, Ushimino, Kilik, maybe. We can do about Tzarek Kufay, why not Tzarek Mekarmi? Agam, you've seen the Gemara, Tzarek Kufay, the more reason we make on Tzarek Mekarmi. First of all, the Prim Gonim, he says, not to Mechalik, right away on the Smog Avram, and the Chayotim brings down the Tzayit Tzarek Kufa and the Tzayit Tzarek Mekarmi, the place can be done, Echamami. Echamami, same thing. If you want to sit over here, which will get involved in the other question, you have two places to go sit. Usually it's not that common that I just want to sit over here and there are no two places to go sit. It's hard to have that Akimto. But if you find that Akimto, Echamami, you can't move it. However, what? I said that if you don't have enough cracker in your house. Exactly, if you don't have enough cracker. You have fun? Now, there is, Maisa, once it's in your hand, what do you go do with it? So that's clear, the Ramah says, once it's your day, you put it wherever you want. I mean, to get Tzarek Kufa, you can get into your house, go and crack nuts in your house. You get Tzarek Mekarmi, you have to come on through Ramah from Taifis, and once it's your day, you can put it wherever you want. There is a question, when are we saying this head over here of a Ramah? Is a Ramah in all cases? I want to move anything. It's Dapkin Mokim Hefsid. The case over here speaks out the Mokar Ramah, is a case of Hefsid. So Maestro or Shulchan writes clearly this whole head of a Ramah is only the Mok Mehefted. Then we have a right to Yemekel, Torah Shabbos. Rabbanah brings down only the Mok Mehefted. You have a head of a Ramah. Not the Stamazai. Let's do a Ramah. You know what? Let's move this hammer. I want to come here. Now pick it up, put it wherever you want. Only the Mok Mehefted. I got him in the Orch Shabbos. Before he came out, I saw he wrote in the Sefer, it's moved in all cases. I wrote to him and I spoke to him. I told him, the Orch Shabbos is otherwise. And the Swam did not seem to say what you're saying. Maestro, again, he wrote in the Sefer that's moved in all cases, the case of a Ramah. Even on a case of Hefsid, not clear where he gets it cooler more than what the Olim seems to say, Dafkin Mokum Hefsid. So again, it comes out, how do you move something Mechamel Tzel? We have three Eitzes, either number one, Aydei Goy, number two, Aydei Case of Ramo, or if you're really stuck, Hefsim Ruba, Aydei Kikur Tinnik. They do say just another idea of moving Mechamel Tzel, is let's say you do not need this thing right now. How many don't need right now? Except 5 hours from now, you're going to crack nuts. Can you move it now, Mechamel Tzel, to use it later on Shabbos to crack knots? Is that called Tzarek Kufay? So the pashas is that since at the end of the day, that a person is doing it the Tzarek Kufay, because if he doesn't move it now, it'll get stolen, someone can steal the hammer, nichlan get a Tzarek Kufay. That is, I'm doing it to be saved, what? To use this 5 hours later. And therefore, the Kilo David says it, after the person will bring it down, that you let him move something, Mechamel Tzel, if it's used on Shabbos. Why? Because I'm a Chamat Zel. I'm doing it to use it later. If I don't move it now, it's get ruined by the time I come to use it. So I'm moving it now, it's Tzarek Kufay.
You don't
want
to use it later?
Don't want to use it? No.
No, you
want to
use that
to make it together. Fine. You move Tzarek Kufay. No, let's say you move the hammer to crack nuts right now. And they come there, then someone cracks before you. I did it Tzarek Kufay. I did it with Mach Matter.
Whatever it is, it's not at all.
No, that's not a Roma. That's a joke. This is a Roma. No. No. A guy like you can have a Shabbos known for sure. Fine. That's Mechamletzel. Now, we came along, we discussed our proof of the case of Mechamletzel. The question is, there are certain things I mentioned yesterday that do not seem to apply to any of these categories. The case is, let's say you have a hammer on the table, you want to move away from the table, you're not coming to use the table. Not Sarah Kufoy, not Sarah Mekoymoy, but you're not moving it. Why? Because you're getting ruined. It's just not nice. It's not Shabbos. It's not finished. You have a pot on the counter. That's the question over here. I'm not using, that's the question. The simple word Mekoymoy is not. The simple words of Mekoymoy is not. I'm not using it as mocker. I have to use the mocker. The question is, do you want to extend it now? This is the question before we get to what you want to say. The question is not using its place. It's not nice. I don't want it here. The same idea, again, a pot on the counter is very common. People want to clean up all the time. It's not nice. I don't want to have an empty pot on my counter. Very common to have these things. You have a pen on the table. Can I move the pen on the table? It's not nice to be on the table. I still want it there. So the question is it not Mechamletzel? It's not Sarguf Mekomer? What's the halacha in that case? Really, it's in between. So among the Sforim is very clear. Machlokes HaPoskim. Speak of the Sforim, Mekan Lekan. What's the tzad to be Machmer? So I assume the Ilum started yesterday already, the sugya of Kli Shemach Leheter. What comes out is that the Ran says, I brought down by the Mechaba Loch Lemaisa, you cannot move a Kli Shemach Leheter, Lid Tzarek Klal. You have to have some need. Lid Tzarek Klal, you can't. Says the Ran, you know why? Could we ask it all Kalim? Kalim Gemara Vetiu, Vachaz Vetiu, Vachaz Vetiu, and whatever were mattered, were Mekal. By Kli Shemach Leheter, we're mattered what? Tzarek Kupay, Tzarek Mekomei, and Mecham Letel. But the Gemara does not say he's Mutal Legamri. So matter, Mechamletzel. Otherwise, so Blitzach Klal is Osir. Building upon this, that we need to start by Kli Shemach Leheter, what we matter by Kli Shemach Leheter? There are matter, Tzarek Gufoy and Tzarek Mekoymoy. That means, really the question is, what did Chazal do? Did they matter Tzarek Gufoy Mekoymoy or they asked Mechamletzel? That means when something is neither one, not Tzarek Gufoy, not Tzarek Mekoymoy, Mechamletzel. What did they do? They asked Mechamletzel or they matzah Tzarkuf Mekoymoy? Comes along the Ran and said, no, they matzah Tzarkuf Mekoymoy. If it does not fit into the cooler Tzarkuf Mekoymoy, Chor should be also. So you want the pot off the counter. That's not Tzarkuf, not Tzarkuf Mekoymoy. Not Mechamletzel also. But they have to come along what? Hitu v'chaz v'hitu. That's a matu. What they matu? Nothing more than that. It's one right to answer. The second way, if you learn Siv Dalit, if you start seeing it, the Shulchan Aruch comes down about Blitzar Klal, you cannot move it. Speaks of the Bialocha, how can you move a pot in the counter that's empty? Yes, it's Kasho. You know why? The Graf Shal E. Moist, disgusting. How can you have that? Well, Inimus, not pleasant. You have to move it. I know what pots are disgusting. Very different than our pots, the Ishlod, with the seed is. But it's not nice. They point out, why the Mishnah would say it's not nice? It's just, I don't want there. It's my rot, it's my desire. I don't want there. Let's be matter. Because not Mecham Letzel. The Shavuot is saying, the reason you can move a pot, Graf Shuri, El Mai, if not for that, we also can move. The third right is in the Debatino. He speaks out, the tape recorder is outside in the sun. Someone can go steal it. The brand new phone that you bought, computer is outside, someone can come and steal it. If someone steals it, it's going to mamish bother you. It's going to eat up your Shabbos, it's mamish your emotion. I just got this, $500, brand new, I just got this thing. Mamish can stare me. But yet, what does Chazal say? Mechamletzel, you have to leave it as is. Get a koi, do a romo, what other terrible, otherwise you can't move it. So we see we do not take emotions into account. But the pot of the counter that bothers me, the pen on the table that bothers me, that we do take into account. If we take emotions into account, so that's from Mati moving a computer from outside. Mati moving a phone from outside. That's nichol, and it's dark mekoyim, it's bothering me. El Maisa de Debatino, must be, that's not nichol together. Of Tzarek Mekoymoy to Matir, and therefore should be also.
But from there, instead of moving it because the father is coming, because
it's bothering me because it's fine. So if we, that's true, but if you look at the motions, and they, it's like I have two reasons to move something. Aroma's Mutter, I'm moving this thing, why? It's Tzarek Mekoymoy and Mechamletzel. I have a right to move Tzarek Mekoymoy. As long as there's two reasons there, it says the Mechamletzel's Mutter. So this computer, I have two reasons to move it. Mechamletzel, you know why? It's going to kill my Shabbos. I'm going to get so upset with the person who put the computer outside afterwards. I'm going to, it's bothering me. It's eating me off. This is Tzarek Gufoy Mekoymoy. It's bothering me. If you take my emotions account, that's me. I'm the Tzarek Gufoy. It's bothering me. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll speak out. But myself, those who want to bring down the Moshe, that yes, can you move something off the table, a pen, I'll bring Shabbat, Tiki, Machamur, The Betzina is machmer, said Pasha the Barer, the Shemir Shabbat Chosei is machmer, Chodshani, Rav Shtombach, or for Shabbat Meister is machmer. Atada Sheni. Tiltum Atad Zarktov Eheter, has been Zarktov Eheter. It'll be off in this case, even Tiltum Atad Zarktov Eheter. Tiltum Begufay is motor, according to Mishnah Berurah. I mean, you can figure out how to move your computer. Tiltum Begufay, call it Kavod.
Can't do a Rumble?
A Rumble, you can't. Tell me how to do a Rumble with the computer. I've been thinking of a good case. I can't think of a good case. Again, your computer outside. How do you get the computer out from outside into your house? Oh my, take two guys, four guys at the mouth and pick it up. Fine, try. There you go. If you have going around, certain shkunas are zoicha not to have these problems. Eitzes. Fine, atzad hasheni. Those who want to know, let's think about it. What is the chiluk between Sargut Mekamah versus Mechamah itself? What is the side of the chiluk? The way the Elul wants to say, oh, it's very simple. One's mitzad negava, Sargut Mekamah is mitzad me. I need a smokim, or I need a chayv to go use mitzad me. One's Mechamah itself, I want to save the computer to use Ab Shabbat mitzad the computer. One's mitzad me, one's mitzad the chayv. One's gava chavs in the Shivashar terminology. So why am I moving the pocket away from my counter? Mitzad me. It's bothering me. Mitzad the gava. That's nichl in the words of Sarkut Guf Mekamah. Nichl, Chazal said, Hetiu, Chazal Hetiu, Mitzam Mi. They asked him, Mechamah tell us, Mitzad the Chepso. But this is Mitzam Mi. That's one for a... I'm just speaking up. You'll love me. You can make a look in all these cases. The second writer wants to say is the case, just like we see by the case of Tefillin, the Maisa, you want to take it out of the room. Could it block you from using the room? Building upon this, we say a person can move a fan away from you. Why? It's bothering me. Moving the fan from being blown upon me, it's bothering me. So we see the things that are bothering me, the fan blowing me, the long stuff is going off, it's bothering me. You definitely get it, Sarkh Mekamah. He also, the pot on the counter. I don't want on the counter, I don't want on the table. That's nichlin get it, Sarkh Mekamah over here. It's bothering me. It doesn't mean the fan's bothering me. I get up and sit somewhere else. No, move the fan away. The pen's on the table, it's bothering me. Also, move it somewhere else. Now it's not bothering me. It's nothing to get it, Sarkh Mekamah. Lloyd says, the Mount Eliyahu, about a third of my Mokum. What? Why don't you say? Oh, Echonami, the Betzina says you do have to for that reason. He says, good question, masking Echonami. He said he's the one that Machmim with a fan. Fuck, you have to go, again, you have to ask Mechalakin cases. Avhal comes along the Titus. Let's analyze why Mechamel Tal being Machmim. Speaks up to Rishayim, we said before, and the Be'iri, the Shlomo, the Ma'iris. You know why? Because Nichol get a Nat Letar of Shabbos. Of Shulchan, the Goyin. Not Nichol get a Tar of Shabbos. Here's the Tar of Shabbos, it's bothering me right now. That is, you started that, it's bothering me, it did. Of right now. Therefore, those want me make them. Or the Tzinyan Pasen, no problem. Or Shabbat said, no problem. Or Tzak said, no problem. No problem. Among the Sforum, it seems to be right, Mikhail Lakan, each case and why they're bringing Yishl Chalek, Yishl Lodan, Yishl Lodan. If the is the Raya Pura or is it a sniff, and what to go do with it, and Yishl Chalek in cases. The Maisa, what to go do? So, people kept telling me the past couple of days, you know, I keep any of Chabur with Machlaikis, the Klalas, you know. Sometimes on the kulos, everything's motor. First of all, the Archer Shabbos, first of all, when he gives a shit about muksa, he says, you know, people like this going out, sometimes on the kulos, let's throw out the whole Shulchan Aruch out, the whole muksa out, and everything should be matter in muksa. Not everything, because everything's matter like this. And he starts with always muksa, that's not what we do. Now he comes out with matter and everything, each law and why that's so. No, that's what he does, he doesn't share. His right is the Shulchan Aruch, that's his right. First of all, our clone negates the clone of muksa. First of all, that's not your shir, and then you just like you pass him everything behind the shuckle. You have to learn the sugi yourself well, very well. Yourself end up as a sophic, any climb in the mighty well. However, even more than that, we do not do something about the chilo when you have other options, maybe. For example, the simple bottom he discussed in this case over here, what to go do. The Maisi says, Machalisha shuckle, he brings on four verse four, becomes like 10 verse 10, whatever you want. He has Machalisha shuckle, what to go do? So the Maisi, since there usually are other eats how to move these things, do not get involved with some coolers. He says, for example, usually you can do tiltum minatzad, usually you can do tiltum begufay, and tiltum minatzad tzarek tov aheter is motor. You want to move a pot minatzad, but you want to use a mokum, or it's nice for the mokum, that's tzarek tov aheter. You want to do tiltum begufay, do it that way. Since there are other ways of moving these things, do not get involved with smachloikis. I mean, even to get a kolay of tzak, love dafkish, we make all, we have these other options. The Yish one, if that is really the kolay of tzak, we are also. Learn the sugya, you tell me. The the Maisa may be mechalking cases over here. You have to realize, look among the Svarim, they're putting three cases together, and I see sometimes they switch over. There's a case over here where, number one, it's bothering you. Bothering you, I don't like it over here. I fear you, it's bothering you. Among the Svarim, again, it's going to be a machalikis. Another case is not bothering, it's more than that. It's that I'm embarrassed. Urchim are coming, they're embarrassed. Coming to the Debatini, wants to tell you that he keeps on being machmer. He said, but it's embarrassed. That's like, what kind of, and the Mokim itself is mafia when Urchim coming with a hammer on the table. Most of them don't want to switch. Shabbat still says he's machmer. So the Debatini, no. Ushul Maisa is definitely get Sarkma Kamer. He wants to be right. One verse, another might be different. There's also a third case over here, which is coming from Moshe. Moshe says, when they ate them, they want to know there's a pen on the table and it's not Shabbat stick to be there. It's not Shabbat stick. That means the case is bothering you. The case means Habusha and something that's just not Shabbat stick. So Moshe writes back, this is good to cover Shabbos. I'm building upon a Moshe. They said, therefore, you have to be Machma and Busha, you have to be Machma Fioloi. Yesh Machal Karabe. Either you can Machal the upon what we mentioned maybe last time, what is the word Tzar Kufay mean? What does the word Tzar Kufay mean? The Aruch HaShulchan says that the idea of Tzarech Mekoymi means Tzarech Mekoymi Shalak Kli, and Tzarech Gufay means Tzarech Gufay Shalak Odom. The word Gufay is a pronoun going back to the noun. What's the noun, Gufay? What's the vog? Is it the, it says Aruch HaShulchan means going back Gufay Shalak Odom on the person, his need, what he needs over here. Betim again is a Medrash, in Seichel Toim, in fact, Zayin Shmoit, it means Tzarech Gufay Shalak Odom. The Advar says this way, Tzarech Gufay Shalak Odom. Tashani Rashi, Kukha Beis, Kukha Gimel, numerous times Rashi says, it's Tzar Kufay of the Chepitz, the use of the Chepitz. That's the Mishmur when he touches it, the grass, the Chayodim, the kids, the Kamel, Taina. Gufay means the Gufay of the Chepitz you want to use over here. If you go with understanding, means the Gufay Shal Odom, that means could be part of this Machlekes over here, is when a person, it bothers him, and you want to move it away, maybe it's Nichon to get a Tzar Kufay over here. Because what does it mean Tzar Kufay? If you use the Chepitz, I'm not using the Chepitz. But means Tzar Kufay Shal Odom, it's bothering me, it's not mean. So could be part of my colleagues maybe start clarifying is maybe what the word Tzarech Gufay means. And maybe the reason why I'm moving it and not Mitzad is Nichol to get Tzarech Mekoymai. We want, the other one to find out why I can move a part away Tzarech Mekoymai. Maybe it's even more than that, Nichol to get Tzarech Gufay. And maybe that's Shabbat Moshe. Moshe, when they asked him, can you move a fan on Shabbos? Moshe said, away from this longing, you said that Moshe is Nichol to get Tzarech Gufay. Come on, Shabbat Moshe, Tzarech Gufay moving the fan away from you? That's Tzarech Mekoymai. I want the Mokum over here. Why is it Tzarech Gufay? So maybe what he means, because if the Tzarech Gufay Shal Odom is bothering me, he's definitely get a Tzarech Gufay. Again, Moshe says moving a lamp called Tzarech Mekoymai, true. But could be the idea of Tzarech Gufay, if you take this sign over here, and whatever my needs are, he's definitely get a Tzarech Gufay. If that's so, Shabbat stick is not Tzarech Gufay, and Moshe says we make a case of being Shabbat stick. But Mafreeli or Busha, that's my Tzarech, maybe that's the economic Moshe himself we make. So again, the swarm like calling on Moshe being machmer, the case technically that was istim is al Shabbos stick. Ula yishla chalav between the cases. Yishla and yishla ayin. Again, maybe it depends upon how you stand. Tzarkufay means me or the chayfitz. It means the chayfitz. There's no shaykh to me. I'm not using the chayfitz. It means me. So fine. Just like moving the fan away from me. Somehow Moshe says means tzarkufay. The Shalom Yosef says lav dafko. Maybe it is dafko. It's my need over here, I want to use the place over here. That can come along, really moving the fan away can be both things. Tzarech Gufay and Tzarech Mekoymai. That can mean it'll be when you don't have Tzarech Mekoymai. For example, when things are bothering me, they don't have the head Tzarech Mekoymai, they only have the head to Tzarech Gufay. So maybe Moshe will be in that case. My Tzarech among the Fenim had to go look at it. One last case, which we mentioned the first thing before we started the Chaburah. Let's say you're Zeicher to have kids, and the tendency is they pick up a marker and they seem to scribble on the wall. Seems to be their habitat. That's what they seem to go to. That's the nature. They scribble on the wall. So Maisa, a pen, a marker, is a klishu makhla itzer. A gum, we'll maybe see those one with bakhla, moves to makhla skupai, but it's accepted among the oilam as klishu makhla itzer. This kid, 2 year old, scribbling on the wall, yells at the kid and say, no! The kid turns around and smiles and keeps scribbling. What is your eitzah? Can you take the pen out of the child's hand? Is it Tzarech Gufay? No. Tzarech Mekoymai? No. Is it Mecham Letzel? No. Not saving the pen over here. You're saving the wall. You're saving your wife's emotions. What is that exactly? So there is one interesting question. You pick up the kid beside the sugya of the kid holding Muxila, pick them up. The Beis Yosef brought down by us to give the simin. Maybe it's Nichol, they're holding money in hand, you cannot pick up the kid. Maybe a pen will be the same thing. Shalom, that point. You say the same chumra by Mukhtar Makhla Skubai, by Klisha Makhla Isser. Not always you have the option. And the question per se, can you take the pen out of the hand? Shalom's hand. The reverse of Farim Greenblatt, he said the Isser question to Shlomo Zalman. He said, it's the mice to take it out of the kid's hand. The chumra really depends upon the question of when it's neither one sharts rochem. And the chumra could be he's going for the mahalach. The sharp tzrochem is definitely get a tzar kufay tzar mekoymeng. It's a migraine if it's bothering me. I definitely get tzar mekoymeng. The meister, what to go do? Since it seems to be machlokes, so what are the other eitzes? So one eitz is just go over the kid's hand and shake it out of the kid's hand. It's also mitzvah to start the heter. The walls of the heter for. I told him it's might not be a problem. Or if you want, I dare rumble. What's the case of rumble? No slapping. No. We don't do that. That's not what we say over. A second eitz is the veitim al haroma. How do you have a case of roma? You want to pick up the kid with a marco, call up your shoulders. So it's not that you want to pick up the kid. So what do? You knock the, you go over the kid's hand, you knock the thing out of it, take it away from his hand, mamish, take it out of his hand to pick up the child. So after marco, I need to pick up the child. I want to pick up the kid without a marco in his hand. I'm not going to pick him up with a marco in his hand. There's no way I'm doing that. So if I want to pick up the child, so it's being machria my picking up the child. That's called tzarek mekaymei. I want the thing out of his hand to go pick him up. So, if you want to pick up your child on Shabbos, and you then do a Rama, I got the ikkaris mitzvah the pen. So you go over to the pen, take it out, and pick up the child. Fine. Beit Hashem on Sunday we'll do the figure of Klishim Lakle Leheter.